Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I had a different piece of bumper music picked out originally, but now I had to highlight something here. I found out after I sent the original listen. By the way, Michael Langston is producing for us this afternoon. Usually he's hanging with like really talented people like John Rooney and Ricky Horton in the Cardinals booth, and he's stuck with me today. But Michael's filling in for Ethan and pulled the music. But this is the 30th anniversary release date. Sue, I hope you're not doing this in Sue's
nope,
news.
Not
I just
anymore.
Stole it from you.
<Just kidding.
laughs> It's the anniversary of Wildflowers, and that is such a great record. You know, it's interesting. Tom Petty never really, I think he won one Grammy from it in 96. It was released in 94. It wasn't nominated for Record of the Year, which is just ridiculous. And I think some of the reception at the time was relatively lukewarm. This is now heralded as one of the best Petty records.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe one of the best records, period, because you got to remember some of the other things that came out of that, like this song here. You don't know how it feels. And then just the title track in Wildflowers. And this is one of my favorites here, Honey Bee. I use this as a great bump here. And I will say this, for those of you like me who are Tom Petty fans, I was very lucky enough to see him here in St. Louis at Enterprise just a couple of months before he passed away. There is a great documentary on the making of Wildflowers called Somewhere You Feel Free, The Making of Wildflowers. I believe it streams on Hulu, but it's also available on Tom Petty's website at tompetty.com. And I highly recommend it. There's another really good documentary about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers that's like 4 hours long. And I don't know where that one is streaming, but I watched that and it is outstanding as well. Now, I am a big Tom Petty fan, so that's one of the reasons that I would recommend it. 30 years after the release of Wildflowers. All right, we have, I want to mention a couple things before we get into Sue's news. Christian Toto will be here, right? Fred, we had to do a little pinch hit for Paul Hall today. Christian's been with us many times before. He's out in Denver. He has a website that's called HollywoodInToto.com. He also does a podcast, but there's a new Tom Hanks movie. Have you seen the trailers for this where they kind of de-age him?
It looks good.
It looks a little weird, too.
It looks weird to me.
I haven't seen that. Let me
remember
that
they did that in, what was the movie where they also de-aged people, the Scorsese?
They did it in The Irishman.
Yeah, The Irishman.
Yeah. That I thought
even
was
in Ant-Man,
a little
they
creepy.
De-aged Michael Douglas, and it looked really weird.
That one looked weird.
That was so, very weird.
Does this one look weird?
I think so. That's what I'm told. Christian will tell us. And then here, this is interesting. He asked the question, why is the new Clint Eastwood movie being buried by Warner Brothers? That's very curious. So we got Cusumano coming up. Jane, I haven't even asked you. We can talk about this with Frank. You and I were originally going to go to Tuscaloosa together, and I had to pull back on that with family priorities. I went to Houston to visit my son. Round about the second quarter of that game, I felt pretty good about that decision last week, Jane.
Yeah, I mean, we had great tailgating, which was awesome. And it was, I mean, and of course, we had seats where we didn't get shade until it was time to leave. And it was 88 degrees. And so with the heat index, I mean, it was really warm.
But your daughter goes there. You've been to games in that stadium. I've never been. It's still on my bucket list.
You still need to do it.
Because
Dixieland Delight happens and you're like, wow. I mean, a night is actually even better. I mean, day games are fun, but night games are really interesting.
I heard that, and I think you might have even told me this, that there was pretty good representation from the Tiger faithful.
No, it was incredible, actually. So we tailgated, got out there bright and early. Ton of Mizzou people. I saw a bunch of my law school classmates. I saw people that I didn't even know were going to be down there, and they had a really good showing. I mean, and we sat above the Mizzou group. I was surprised by the number. So it was fun, and everybody got along. It was great, and I felt bad for Brady Cook. I mean, that you knew when that happened that it was not.
Michael, are you a Are you big Mizzou?
Oh, yeah. So I went there. I got my master's
from
there.
Yeah, I think I knew that, but I didn't know if you followed.
Truman School. I have season tickets for football.
So what are your thoughts? Because as a terrible fan, I just turned the game off last weekend. And I just, you know, I just felt, because I'm a Mizzou fan and we know what happens, that this was going to be a failure of a season. It's hard to say it's a failure because there's still plenty left. But
well, this is, so Drew Pine is not, this isn't entirely on him because we're not
backup quarterback.
Yeah, we're not using the playbook to him. The playbook strengths are to Brady.
Yeah,
right.
And it felt like early on we were playing way too conservative because we do have these other teams that we're playing, like Alabama, A&M, and we didn't feel like we wanted to crack open the whole playbook yet. Because then we don't want them to be able to look at the film and go, oh, well, on this kind
right,
of
no,
play,
exactly.
if we and our O line,
sorry
just,
for Pine. That yeah. was. That well, was that came,
well, and our actual backup had Tommy John because he also plays baseball. Sam Horn.
That's right.
Yeah, Tommy John.
But Drew Pine,
so he's out.
He's the kid that went to Notre Dame, didn't he?
Yeah. At the same time, I mean, you know, Sam Hartman also went to Notre Dame, and look how he's been playing lately. So it's just you got dealt a bad hand. You got a new O coordinator in. It's taken some time. I
well, there's
faith.
Still plenty of season left. Yeah. Here's what I'll say: they're not going to lose this weekend. Oh, yeah, there's a bye.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, we normally do a little bit of music here, but we already heard about Tom Petty, and I really didn't have anything else. I swear I didn't.
Okay, good.
But on this day in history, I just find this stuff interesting. 224 years ago today, in 1800, our second president, John Adams, became the first president to move into the White House.
Wow.
Yep.
And it was 224 years ago today. All right, we've got good news. If you are traveling for the holidays and your flight gets canceled, that new law that we talked about went into effect this week that requires airlines to issue actual refunds if you don't want another ticket.
And I heard that part of the thinking for that is that if an airline is forced to actually do that, they'll try really hard not to cancel.
Yep, exactly. It's supposed to give them that motivation. Now, you can still do anyone you want. If you just want another ticket, that's fine. But if it screwed you up enough that you really just need to give up on the whole thing, they are supposed to give you your money back.
Well, you know, and they'll work hard to get you an alternative,
right.
too.
Yeah. This is one of those things where I really wish, especially as a libertarian conservative, that the government did not need to get involved. But the airlines would not do the right thing.
No.
So the government, unfortunately, had to get involved.
They say that the airlines must give you a refund within 7 business days if you bought a ticket on a credit card, and within 20 days, now that's just calendar days, if you used another form of payment. I don't know. Are you writing a check and sending
it
in?
What if it's a business credit card? How does that play into it?
Just credit card is credit card, I believe. So it should be okay. All right, and it's the first day of November, so we do 6 things, or some things, how about that, to look forward to in November. Don't forget, we fall back this weekend.
Yes. I know. See, that I'm all,
right?
I love getting the extra hour. I do.
Yes.
It's much easier on this end than it is on the spring end.
Well, we've been losing our light very rapidly here, leaving at 6 o'clock, and next week it'll be pitch black at 6.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it will. And we have to, but see, this was so much more difficult before we had cell phones that told us what time it was automatically all the time.
That's true.
And we had to go back and people would be late for church, but it doesn't really happen anymore, you know? Election day, of course, on Tuesday. Fred, have you pre-voted? Are you and I the only
ones?
I'm
going to try and
Jane,
do it this weekend.
I'm going to try to do it this weekend or even Monday.
Hang on, wait,
Michael,
there's an election on Tuesday?
Yeah, you've already voted.
I did, I voted Wednesday.
I make it a tradition, I vote on election day.
Yeah.
Michael, I have always said that, and I was going to take a stand again this year, but then I started thinking about it, and I didn't want to wait in like a 90-minute line, so I went on Wednesday, especially since I'm doing all the election coverage. And it went pretty well, but I get it. I've always been proud to go on election day and stand in the
so
line.
So what I do is I bring a buddy of mine, and he normally wouldn't have voted otherwise, but the election place, the Heights, is right next to his house. So I just go park at his place and we walk
second.
Over there.
Hang on, that might or may not be a good... How's he voting? That's what we want to...
In sports, the NASCAR Cup Series Championship is November 10th. Boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will stream on Netflix on November the 15th.
Forgot about that one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So
that's
wait a second here.
Wait a minute.
Jake Paul's an MMA guy?
No,
is that
boxing,
right or not?
Boxing.
He's a boxer.
He's a boxer. So okay. Jake Paul came from like YouTube and all that other dumb stuff.
Okay.
He's very stupid. But
well,
no,
it's a good match,
when he got into it, it's been boxing. He handpicks his fighters that he
all
fights
right.
against.
I'm not as familiar
he handpicked Tyson. All right.
Well,
then.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a reason.
He's
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
The biggest movies hitting theaters this month include Gladiator 2 and Wicked.
Oh,
on November the 22nd.
Steve's brother, Norbert, two-time Tony Award winner in the original cast
That's
of Wicked,
right.
was at the film two nights
he
ago.
He is related to him.
Yeah, we should have asked
Steve's
Steve.
Other brother, Tim, was my teacher in elementary school.
Really?
Aww. Yeah, the Butts family is a big family
oh,
in St. Louis.
Yeah, but Norbert
they're
is
everywhere.
Awesome, and I follow him on Instagram, and he was at the premiere on Wednesday
Bill
night.
Bill Belichick now.
Yeah, he's at Bill
oh,
Belichick in the
right.
Aaron Hernandez
yeah.
story. Right.
Aw. With that 20-year-old girlfriend. Maybe that's the end.
And he was my date for Springsteen on Broadway, no, it was.
Oh, that's right. On TV, Yellowstone is back for
yep.
part two of their fifth season. And the new comedy series, St. Denis Medical, premieres on NBC on the 12th. And Cobra Kai, for the peoples that like
oh, wow.
it. Part two of the sixth season hits Netflix on the 15th. Finally, the holidays, of course, Veterans Day on the 11th and Thanksgiving on the 28th.
It's no. late, though. It's like the last week this year.
It is late.
You forgot deer hunting. This is
oh,
the youth season
yeah,
for deer hunting. How about deer hunting season in a couple weeks? Firearms, deer. I can't believe you didn't highlight that.
Yeah,
so I really can't. I'm shocked by that.
Since Jane is here,
food.
We have food. It is the National Sandwich Day. Now, National Sandwich Day is on Sunday.
Okay.
So a poll for it looked at the most popular sandwiches in America. All right. What would be the number one?
Okay, but
all
a
right.
burger is not considered a sandwich,
no.
right?
Okay. I'm going to start at number 8, and then we'll narrow it down, see if you people can guess.
I don't know if I can name 8 sandwiches right
oh,
now.
You can, when
oh,
you hear
can.
This, you go,
okay.
yeah. Number 8, meatball subs.
Ooh, I like those.
19, okay. I love a meatball
yeah,
sub.
Good.
Yeah.
Number 7, peanut butter and jelly. 21%.
That's 7?
I would think that'd
yeah.
be higher.
That's big. That's big with the
especially
NFL.
Especially after the Smucker stuff with the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah you would think.
Crustables.
But that's only 21% of people say, yeah, that's my favorite. Egg salad sandwiches. 21%.
Wait, okay. I'm throwing the challenge flag. There's no, and I like a good egg salad sandwich.
I
that's
do.
More popular
love.
Than peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
I don't believe
I
that.
Well, it's
no.
actually tied.
Okay.
But they put peanut butter and jelly a little below. Tuna sandwich. 24% of people say that's their favorite. Ham sandwich, wah, wah.
Again,
boring. I like ham.
I
the war on ham.
It's
I'm you also like candy corn and...
yes, I do. And Peeps.
Peeps,
and
yes.
Peeps.
So that, you're well
solid.
Established.
Great, what about ham and Peeps?
Okay. Number 3, a turkey sandwich that we all enjoy
yes.
after
yes,
Thanksgiving.
Like
number 2, chicken sandwiches. This includes fried chicken. What has been left out? What is number 1, Mark Reardon?
Oh, I know.
I don't know, like a salami sandwich or
grilled
something
cheese.
Like that.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled
there
cheese.
It is. Jane Tucker.
I knew it. I knew it.
Okay, now I can see grilled cheese being the top
Absolutely.
Pick.
Absolutely.
Yes. 42% of people said that is their favorite. The average American eats 6 sandwiches a week. That is not me. Or
I
just
don't
over 300
sandwiches
a
month, I don't think, believe
don't
it or not.
Think, yeah, yeah, I don't, yeah, that doesn't, yeah, no.
They say it makes up around 30% of the average person's diet.
That's probably why the bread aisle is so full all the time.
Maybe.
There's so much bread.
46%
yeah.
said they could eat only sandwiches for the rest of their life, and
Trout
it would, wouldn't
that
be
one.
A
no,
big deal.
Hold on. Was this taken before or after Shane Gillis's set went viral about the grilled cheeses?
Yeah, who knows? And then, how do you cut your sandwich? Which makes it taste better?
Triangle.
In half
triangle.
Or triangle.
Triangle.
Diagonal.
I go back and forth, believe it or not. Some days I'll cut in half, and then
no,
sometimes, like yesterday.
If it's half, you're a dork.
Yesterday I had a little cheese and salami sandwich. I did the diagonal.
I like cheese and salami. Yum.
Yeah, cheese
I
and
love
salami.
Salami.
Oh.
You know, I before you get away,
yeah.
are you still on sandwiches?
Yeah, go yeah. right
no,
ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead. I hope when you're done.
Hall of
no,
Famer.
I'm done.
I have another food item.
Okay.
On Halloween, we had people over. Someone brought a soda that I thought of Jane when I tried it. It was the Coca-Cola Oreo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I bought. No, no, but I
soda.
Have. I have the. I bought and I forgot to bring them for us.
Uh-huh.
I have the Coca-Cola Oreos for us to taste.
Have you tried them yet?
Yes.
And. Well, we'll have to taste.
We'll have to do the
Jane,
taste test.
You're going
to
be very proud of me. You know what I brought my son in Houston last week?
Apple Jacks. Did he love them? Did he say it was
he
the
hasn't
end
reported
all be
back.
All?
The Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts
are literally
the best.
The best pop. I mean, we called it. Fred
yeah.
and I called it and said, that's the number one.
I have
one.
To ask him because I left it for he and Natalie, and I haven't asked him if he tried it
yeah,
yet, but they're
we
delicious.
Need reviews.
In science news this week, the infinite monkey theorem has come out. It is the idea that on a long enough time scale, even a monkey hitting random keys could type the complete works of Shakespeare. Huh? That's an important study.
Okay.
But a study found the monkey wouldn't really have time, probably in their lifetime. Every star in the universe would burn out long before it could happen, but it could happen. And why we are spending money on these things, I have
no idea. Yeah.
We were just talking about Tom Hanks, and of course, he's got a movie coming out, therefore he is making all of the rounds.
And we're going to talk about it with Kristen coming up.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that probably on Monday. Finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Something you haven't thought about. Astronauts in space can't do laundry. So dirty clothes from the International Space Station get sent out into space to burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
Really?
And there you have it.
So it's basically disposable clothing if you're an astronaut?
Yeah, you have nowhere to go shopping.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there you go.
Tom Petty, Wildflowers, 30 years ago today. Christian Toto talking movies and entertainment. Coming up next.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Paul Hall from Comic Guy Films is off today. We got a pinch hitter. Christian Toto is going to talk about this movie called Here.
Hey, Dad. Like to meet Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Young.
Time sure does fly, doesn't it?
You know, Jane, you've probably seen the trailer for this. There's some de-aging that occurs digitally. We'll see if that works. Christian Toto from HollywoodandToto.com. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I'm not hearing great things about this, Christian. Maybe I've even seen a couple of your tweets. What did you think?
You won't hear much great from me either. I will say, though, that the de-aging they do here, now, I don't think every critic is on board with me here, but I thought it looked amazing. It looks like a very young Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. So I think they get that part of the story pretty well. But otherwise, this is a mess. And here's the setup. You get to follow a family throughout the decades, and it could be about marriage, and it could be about death, and it could be a sickness and job woes and things like that, all the things we, you know, that happen to all of us in life. But it's shot from a single perspective. You're literally looking at a living room set for the entire movie, and I think that's a bit of a spoiler alert, but I think you kind of should know that going into the film. It's a gimmick, and it's a terrible gimmick, and it's also a very cloying one. I think this is not a well-written film, so we have really good star power here with Hanks and Wright. Otherwise, there's not much to recommend it.
And is it theatrical this week, theaters?
Yeah, it's from Robert Zemeckis. So he basically reteamed with the main players from Forrest Gump, which on paper sounds amazing. And Zemeckis has made some classic films, but this is a gimmick that just completely falls apart. I find it suffocating to watch.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Hey, tell me about, because I've not heard about Juror Number 2, and I know Fred said that you wanted to talk about this. Are there some strange things happening with this new Clint Eastwood movie with Warner Brothers?
Very strange, because it's opening this weekend, and you're not going to see it, and I'm not going to see it, and most people won't, because it's going to be opening in less than 50 screens across the country.
Huh.
Now, this is a Clint Eastwood-directed movie. That's always a big deal. He's 94. I mean, God bless him. He seems like he's in good health, but you certainly can't imagine him living another 20, 30 years. It's just the way life works. You know, every movie at this point could be his last project. And yet Warner Brothers, in their wisdom, said, we're going to barely release it. We're not going to have an Oscar campaign for it. We're going to devote very little publicity efforts toward this effort. There's just nothing out there. So it leads to a lot of questions. That mainly is why. Why would you bury a film like this? The film has gotten good reviews from the few people who have seen
good
it.
Good cast, too. Nicholas Holt, Toni Collette, J.K. Simmons, Kiefer Sutherland's in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kiefer.
I mean, nothing makes sense. And then even the Telegraph, which I don't believe is a right-leaning outlet, said, is this about politics? Is Warner Brothers trying to punish Eastwood for being right of center? But, you know, even that doesn't really hold up in that Eastwood's always been right of center, but certainly not aggressively so. And he, I don't think he said much of anything the last, oh my gosh, ever since he did that empty chair shtick at the RNC a few years back. So I don't know. It's just a very strange thing. But the bottom line is, it looks like a solid movie. It's from a legitimate legend of the big screen. Why can't we see it?
That's weird.
That is weird. What else you got this weekend? Anything else to recommend or to not recommend, I guess?
Yeah, there's a new movie. It's not getting a lot of attention. It's called Lost on a Mountain in Maine. And I guess you could say it's like Snakes in a Plane, where the title pretty much says it all. A 12-year-old kid. This is actually based on a true story in 1939, who gets lost, he gets separated from his pack, and he has to survive somehow. And I thought it was a very well-constructed film. Two things of note. One is, you know, being a father in the 1930s was different than being a dad today. I think dads back then were a little more stern, a little less overtly paternal. I mean, you know, it's a different brand of parenting. And I think the connection between the child and his parent in the movie is fascinating. And I also thought one of the things they did, which I think was experimental, but it works, is they have little snippets throughout the movie from the real life people who were involved in this rescue operation.
Oh, and I love that.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. I thought that was, I didn't think it would pay off, but it really does. It reminds you that this is a real story. So listen, it's not a great film, but it's a good film. It's strong, good performances. And I just thought, you know, for a movie that kind of comes out of nowhere, pretty good. And by the way, this is from Balboa Productions, and if the name sounds familiar, yeah, that's Stallone's outfit. So he knows an underdog story when he sees it.
Lost on a Mountain in Maine, is that a streaming or theatrical?
Theatrical.
Awesome. Is there, because I know you're on timetable, you have a couple of minutes left, is there anything right now that you'd say, this is what people have to see, streaming or otherwise?
You know, there's a new Netflix comedy series, I guess you could call it a rom-com. It's called Nobody Wants This, and it's about a rabbi who falls in love with what they say in the show is a shiksa, which is a non-Jewish person. It's, as Kristen Bell is playing that character with Adam Brody. I've only seen 3 episodes, but I found it wildly charming and very funny and sweet and smart. Yes. Looking forward
Jane,
to seeing more of it.
I've seen 2 episodes.
Jane has seen it. She sees everything. My colleague
nuts.
Jane is, I don't know how she has time to do this, but say the name of it again.
It's adorable.
What is it?
Nobody Wants This.
Nobody Wants This. Okay.
It's adorable.
And I do like Kristen Bell. She got a little St. Louis. She was here until she was a little girl and then moved to Michigan. Christian, thank you so much for pinch hitting here this afternoon. I really appreciate it. I would love to talk some politics with you, so we might have to do that next week. We'll see what happens. Take
That's
care.
The week to do it.
All right, we'll see you. I always, you know, Christian is the one that I joke about. There was, at one point in this country, there were exactly 3 conservative film critics. Christian Toto, Michael Medved, and me. And that was it. And now I think there's only 2, because I'm not doing this anymore. But he's been doing it for a long time. He's also a member, as Paul Hall is, and I'm still kind of hanging on as a member of the Critics' Choice Association. But he's great out in Denver, so we appreciate his help here this afternoon. So, a couple of things, because he had to do another segment with another radio station. We got Frank coming up. But, Jane, let me talk about a couple of things here. I just finished Bad Monkey. And it took me a while because Becky and I were watching those together, so we were both out of time. I really enjoyed that. That's Vince Vaughn. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's a quirky,
and it grew on me.
Quirky little thriller. It does grow on you.
You need to get through 1 and 2 to really, because I wasn't sure, and like my husband was ready to give up on it, and I'm like, you know, Vince Vaughn, I think this is going to be okay, and it ended up, I enjoyed it.
You know,
I really enjoyed it.
What you said there is important, because we had sort of the same reaction. The first 2, it's easing into the story. The other thing about it is, so it's got a very unusual tone, because it's a Vince Vaughn, you feel Vince Vaughn's comedy coming through it, but because it's dark.
That.
Yeah,
it's dark comedy, and we've not seen a lot of that lately.
True.
It's a genre that people are taking, you know, drama very seriously. So there's no dark. It's the, you know, what other dark comedy is there?
I think my point in that is, and I think you would like, and I think most people would, you have to get used to the tone, because it's still kind of a murder mystery.
Yeah.
And it's I don't want to tell people too much of the story.
And there's violence.
He plays a guy by the name of Andrew Yancey, who's a Miami detective who's kind of on the sidelines because he does things that aren't necessarily protocol, if you will.
Right.
But this has got a really, there's this actress by the name of Meredith Hagner. I don't even know what else she's been in. She plays Eve.
She's great.
She is fantastic. I mean, if she's not nominated for something, and then there's Michelle Monaghan, who's a little bit better known actress that plays a very unusual role here, kind of as Vince Vaughn's ex. The other thing, Jane, that I loved about this, and I had to kind of pay attention to the music in the background. The soundtrack of Bad Monkey is mostly,
phenomenal.
But look, it's mostly Tom Petty songs yes. covered by other artists. So to give you an example, I mentioned this because Nathaniel Rateliff is one of those artists, and he's from here. He was just at Chaffetz on Wednesday night. Nathaniel and his bass player, I know Joseph, are from Herman, Missouri. And I shot him a message because I'm watching the second to last episode and I'm hearing this song play in the background. I'm like, man, that is such a cool version of Don't Come Around Here No More, which we just featured from Wildflowers. You have Weezer doing Here Comes My Girl.
Yeah.
Lissy, who I like, you know, she's the one that sounds a lot like Stevie Nicks soon.
Yeah.
Into the Great Wide Open. So all these songs play underneath these scenes. And there's even The Losers by Fitz and the Tantrums. They're very non-traditional covers, but they work extremely well. I think they're playing.
I would get the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's great. You can find it.
Yeah.
You can find it on your streaming services. So I really like that. Now, I started the Aaron Hernandez thing two nights ago. I got through the first episode. I liked it quite a bit. Are you through this? It's not even complete.
It's not
yet.
Done yet. So they've been doing the. You know, it's not. You can't binge it. So, but I'm caught up, and you know, some people have kind of. I've seen some of the critics who've said, you know, they didn't like it. I'm riveted by it, and. Like, you know, of course they have to mash things up, but I didn't remember all of the stuff.
I don't remember a lot of
it. I don't remember who this is.
Okay, so he was a big star, relatively big star. He was a college star.
Went to Florida and then went to the Patriots.
Right, went to the Patriots. Okay. His brother played football as well. His father was somewhat abusive, but a very stern father. And then he passes away. This is the point that I'm in where Aaron, they're doing flashbacks right now where he's still... you know, becoming a football player in college. But it was pretty effective in the first episode. So
and
I'm looking forward to it.
And it's effective, too, because it also shows that, I mean, there's all kinds of factors that probably came together to make Aaron end up in jail, in prison.
He was a troubled guy. He was a troubled guy.
But it also shows that the football hits mattered. And
oh, really?
He was having problems. With when getting hit in the head, I mean, they show it. And they did find that he had CTE after he passed.
So Dave Klein, producer emeritus, just texted me. He says, just wait until you get to the Bill Belichick dancing scene in his office.
Oh my.
And that is Norbert Leo Butts, Steve's brother.
Okay, this, I'm sorry, but I love it. And some people are like, oh, they didn't like. I guess they didn't like. Some people, you know, complained about it. I think he does a great job. It's creepy. It's
really?
So good, it's creepy.
Okay.
So just wait till Belichick comes.
Does he please tell me he's got a cutout collar shirt? I mean, how authentic
they
are
they? They didn't focus on the homeless dressing. No, they didn't, because I always call it the homeless
dressing.
That's
so easy, though.
It's so easy.
You don't even have to have, like, a wardrobe department. You go get a sweatshirt, you cut off the sleeves, you're done.
He studied his mannerisms.
That's great.
Norbert did?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's a great actor.
Yes.
Okay. He's when Steve was talking about this a little bit before he hit the roundtable here this afternoon, he is a big part of this new Bob Dylan movie that's coming out here.
Oh,
he
really?
Plays Dylan's mentor, which comes out closer
to
Christmas.
Well, he's got me now. I love him.
Hang on. We'll talk sports with Cusimano coming up next. It's a Friday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Eric Schmidt in the next hour. We're going to talk a little politics. Aaron Moriarty from 48 Hours. Big story about my friend Chris Smith, who was shot in the head 3 years ago, the night before Thanksgiving. Tomorrow night, 48 Hours. Aaron gives us a preview, plus an audio cut of the day. Well, I don't know if we're going to have a lot of controversy with Frank Cusimano talking sports, but he is here on this Friday afternoon. Frank, how are you as we head into the weekend?
Great to be with you, Mark. Doing well, sir. It's just a beautiful day out there.
I'm going to go on a limb here. I don't think Mizzou's going to lose this weekend, Frank. I know it's a...
I like their chances to stay undefeated this weekend.
I
no
do
doubt
too.
About it.
You know, Jane is with us in the studio, and she was in Tuscaloosa last weekend. I mean, where do you put... We'll start with the Tigers here, because still a lot of season to be played. They have a bye this weekend, Frank. That was kind of the joke there. But it's hard to know what's going to happen if Brady's not going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, and we got a little bit of good news this week. I've been texting with people very close to the Cook situation, and he did not have surgery. And I think there were reports, it was all over social media, he's out for the season, he's going to have surgery. But if he didn't have it, and then I did get one text from him, and he said that doing okay, working out day to day. I think if you got like 12 days, you know, to prepare for Oklahoma and this round the clock, you know, treatment, and if it's not, you know, if it didn't need surgery, I have a good feeling that this kid's going to be out there.
Wow. Well, that makes all the difference.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I mean, it's just, unfortunately, things are kind of falling the way that we may thought that they were going to fall. And, you know, you're not completely eliminated for the college football championship. But at this point, isn't that weird? You know, for all these years, we want to get to a big bowl game and just kind of right. play the week of right. Christmas or New Year's. Now that's not going to be good enough, right?
No, it's a 90% chance, even if they were to run the table and go 10-2, they wouldn't get in. But there's a lot of season left, and you never know what could happen with those teams on the bubble of making the playoffs. So right. it's not out of the picture. And as Brady told me last Sunday on TV, he goes, look, we got four games left. We got a chance to win 10 games at Mizzou. How many times does that happen?
Right.
So, that's true.
It is improvement.
The problem with yeah. that scenario is that would be incredible if they can go on a run and they close strong. I just don't see a whole lot of reason to believe that they're going to win even a majority of those games.
No, and certainly if Brady doesn't play and if Brady is sacrificed physically or compromised physically, I should say, they have no chance because, you know, God bless the backup, and I don't want to get in the habit of criticizing college kids, but that's probably not going to work.
No, it's not right. going to work. Look, in L.A. today, they had a big World Series parade. We're happy for Tommy Edman. I'm not as happy for Jack because I don't like him personally, but that's just a me thing and maybe other fans in Cardinal Nation. I rather enjoyed the World Series, Frank. I really did.
Yeah, and a lot of America did because it was the highest television ratings in like 7 years. Hmm. And you had, you know, let's face it, the Yankees had three Hall of Famers in their lineup, and the Dodgers had three Hall of Famers in their lineup. So a lot of star power. Yeah. The only thing I didn't get was this, is afterwards, Dave Roberts is talking, and he says, you know, nobody picked us. No, Dave.
Oh, come on.
You can't play the underdog, okay?
Right.
You guys
come on.
Spent $1 billion. $1 billion on two Japanese players. You're not the long shot that came in, okay?
So yeah, where are we right now as we wrap up the baseball season? You head into the Hot Stove League. There have been some moves that have been made by some teams. The Cardinals made a few moves with some players yesterday. They're reducing payroll. That's kind of the mission right now, isn't it?
Yeah, they cut $30 million off the payroll by choosing to not exercise the option they had with Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, and Kian Middleton. And look, Lance was okay, Gibson was okay, but at $12 or $13 million, I think you can find a better option. Yeah. But I just want to say this, is that Cardinal fans better get ready, because I have never, in my 31 or 32 years of covering the Cardinals, ever entered the season thinking there's no chance. I mean, even, 2 years ago when they finished, 30 games under 500, we all thought we were optimistic. And even this year, we had a kind of a good feel. Hey, they could win the division. There's just no chance. Look, maybe the division is so terrible that they can do okay in the division.
No.
But there's five or six teams better than them in the National League. And with the Cardinals about starting the fire sale, there's no chance.
But, I think the fan base is going to be okay with that if there's progress in a positive direction. I know it's hard to say if they're not going to, win the division. But look, we got to see some things for the future, and those aren't panning out right now. That doesn't give you much hope.
You're right. And if they maximize deals for, say, Ryan Helsley or Nolan Arenado or Sonny Gray or Wilson Contreras and restock the farm system, and then you hopefully get Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman back, there's hope. There's definitely hope. I just don't think next year, if they go ahead with this fire sale, there's going to be a chance.
Well, it just shows you the hole they were in, and now we're really seeing the effects of that.
But to Frank's point, this is what's so depressing, because I think, if we were really talking about that. We were talking about this a year ago.
Yes.
We're like, okay, things are going to be better, and we're optimistic. We can still win the division. We can compete. I think realistically, people knew we weren't the caliber of the Braves or the Dodgers or some of these other teams, but we thought we were the caliber of the Brewers.
Right.
And we weren't even the caliber of the Brewers, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, and we thought we were because we went out and signed, 35-year-old Kyle Gibson and 36-year-old Lance Lynn. We weren't building for the future. We thought, hey, maybe we can steal a division. Well, it didn't work out.
Hey, let's talk a little NFL here, because I love the fact that the Chiefs are 7-0. They got the Bucs at home this weekend. They're 8.5-point favorites. They're quietly just destroying the division when all these other teams that were supposed to be so spectacular, even the Houston Texans, that was a big stumble last night against the Jets.
Yeah, it looks like C.J. Stroud has regressed in his career after a magnificent rookie year. And the scariest thing about the Chiefs is this. They're undefeated, and Patrick Mahomes is really not playing great football.
Right.
I mean, you look
right
at his statistics, they're so pedestrian, but just imagine when he becomes Patrick Holmes again, how good this team's going to be.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of potential. Look, you build in when you're 7-0, you're going to stumble. We could lose this weekend. You never know. It's the NFL. You see close games. But I still think they're going to be primed for a home field advantage into the playoffs. Frank, what's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, we have a story of a Parkway South grad who is a national champion in jiu-jitsu, who also owns and runs one of the most prestigious security companies in the world. He protects everybody from Matt Damon to Madonna to Janet Jackson. It's a fascinating story about a local kid who's done really well.
I love it. All right, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys, have
Bye,
a good
Frank.
That's Frank Cusimano from KSDK. Jane, we'll let you go here for the weekend. You're going to join us a little bit on Tuesday night for the election coverage. You said, yeah. Are you going? Whose party are you going to? Are you going to Kehoe's party in Jeff City?
Well, I'll go up to.
Because you're
City.
One of us now, aren't you?
I know. But yeah, obviously he's our candidate for the cops, and we're very grateful that he got there, and we hope this is going to make things better for police officers, especially in the city.
So. Let me ask this question though, seriously, because obviously there's a lot of there's more bipartisan support, I think you'd say, from Mike Kehoe than a lot of candidates.
He's really one that can actually get support from a lot of different corners, and I hope it's funny because I was talking to John Lamping about this. I hope that the radical right does not prevent him from reaching across and getting a lot done, because this is a rare opportunity that we have somebody that has gotten support from
both sides.
And we got to learn to do that again.
One of the things we loved when you took on this challenge a couple years ago against Sam Page and, you know, got started probably a little bit too late, didn't quite come together the way we had hoped. But look, you didn't need the job, right? And with Mike Kehoe, he doesn't
Same
really
thing.
Need
exactly.
this job.
Those are
That's
the kind of
the
people
best
you
people.
Want.
Yes.
We got to put service back into public service. And there's a lot of selfish, narcissistic lunatics that run for office. And
no.
I know, shocking. And but you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
you know,
no,
him
I
and
do
his
know
family.
What you mean. I cover them on a daily basis.
Yeah. I mean, him and his family are doing this because they really believe in what they're doing and they've invested in the state. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. It gives me hope.
Good.
So because and if well, we punish this guy for working with a lot of people, then we are not going to move in
okay,
the right direction.
Okay, but my question was going to be because you're I believe it or not, I put you in the category of sane Democrat, right? But I don't know that there would be a consensus on Mike Kehoe, but how do people in the rest of your party feel?
Well, I mean, you know, look, they hate his views on abortion. They hate what he's doing on education. There's some fundamental policy disagreements. But I think if you talk to Democrats, even the radical left ones, they would say the guy says what he means and he means what he says. And you know, it's sad that the bar is so low that you're like, okay, I may not agree with all of his policy decisions, but he's an honest human being, you know?
He's going to win big on election night. We're going to chat with you from Jeff City. John Lamping is going to come up in the next hour. We're going to talk a little bit more politics, but thank you so much, Jane. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We got Senator Schmidt going to check in from a Trump rally in Wisconsin, we're told, coming up after Fox News.
The things we do for love. The things we do for love. The things we do. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.